With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Rain and snow will dominate the weather this New Year's Eve in the Northeast and Midwest.
In New York City, tonight's Times Square celebration is expected to draw big crowds despite rain in the forecast. AccuWeather predicts heavy rain and a thunderstorm this evening. In fact, there's rain, snow, and a wintry mix in the forecast from the Midwest part of the Northeast today. From Maryland to Florida, there will be spotty showers. The good news? The West will start to see a break from the relentless wet pattern. Las Vegas will bid farewell to 2024 with its annual 8-minute pyrotechnic show on the Las Vegas Strip. I'm Rita Foley.
New York City police have identified the woman who died on December 22nd after being set on fire while inside a New York subway train. The victim is a 61-year-old from New Jersey. Authorities announced the woman, Dabrina Kawam, at a Toms River, New Jersey address. A man from Guatemala, in the U.S. illegally, has been charged in her death. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. investigators join a probe of the fatal plane crash in South Korea that claimed 179 lives.
South Korea's chief of aviation, Joo Chong-wang, says 11 investigators from the Aviation and Railway Accident Investigation Board and 8 U.S. joint investigation team members will begin an on-site investigation starting from today. The plane was seen having engine trouble, and preliminary examinations also say the pilots received a bird strike warning from the ground control center and issued a distress signal as well. But many experts say the landing gear issue was likely the main cause of the crash. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow is down 102 points, the NASDAQ composite dropping 177. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism surged in 2024.
Frankly, things have been getting worse for some time, but the deadly terrorist attack on Israel in the fall of 2023 sparked a surge in acts of hate against Jews that dominated the headlines this year. Here in the U.S., college campuses were convulsed by pro-Palestinian protests and attacks on Jewish students. Synagogues and other Jewish institutions were vandalized, prompting many Christian leaders to express their solidarity with Israel and Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion has become slightly more common in the U.S. despite bans or deep restrictions in most Republican-controlled states. And the legal and political fights over its future not over yet. It's now been 2.5 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and put the issue in the hands of the states. Abortion pills have become a bigger part of the equation. They were involved in about half the abortions before the repeal. It's now closer to 2/3 of them. This is SRN News. Following Florida Democrats' losses on Election Day, a second state lawmaker has announced she's switching her party affiliation and joining the Republican caucus. In a post on social media, Representative Hillary Cassell said Florida Democrats are out of touch with voters and she has a better chance of achieving her priorities from within the Republican Party. Cassell, who is Jewish, also criticized Democrats for failure to unequivocally support Israel. A new year. A new chance to get in shape.
Getting in shape and losing weight is the number one New Year's resolution. Again, but those in the fitness industry say to take it slow and build up your exercise routine. You didn't gain weight overnight, and you're not going to lose it overnight. They suggest starting out walking and then walking further each week. A U.S. News and World Report study shows about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February, largely due to unrealistic goals. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.